Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Quit misspelling it. It's G-A-H-L-A-Y. Golly. Stupid.
9.
I gambled on sports for years, lost a lot of money. Now I get my thrills taking laxative and sleeping pills at the same time.
Paige.
I'm watching less and less television, and the friends that I know who don't watch TV seem to be happier people.
Fat Boy.
Look, if you're about to announce on social media that your family's expanding, hang on a second. Pump the brakes. Might want to make sure that's going to work out first.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
See, I came in here with an idea I wanted to pitch, but it's going to be a hell of an engagement present for Jeff.
An idea pitch.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
You have a Dirty Thursday idea.
Oh. Good, because I don't know it. I really don't. Fat Boy always thinks that, you and I are always in cahoots.
I know.
All y'all do is hang out.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I haven't been to his house in a year.
I don't know where Matt lives. Mm-hmm. He probably forgot the way to my house. It's been a long time.
You can get him back now. You can slide the comments in about how you don't know where he lives.
No, I was over at Mr. Hagan's house a couple weekends ago, but I didn't look over to see if you were there.
How's he doing?
He's well.
That's good. I don't talk to him much. It's cold out.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Gayhood, remember?
No, I'll be honest and tell you this, that Jimmy called me yesterday or last night, and he said that he had, okay, so I do know a sliver of it.
A little bit, a tiny amount.
He said.
So you just lied.
Hey, well, no. Now, listen, you're the one who's telling everybody you're on a diet, and you're not. You're going to eat pizza and snake donuts.
Hey, I could have lost weight.
You saw
him lying.
Yeah,
I could have lost weight. I have not been on a scale.
I saw you leaving Krispy Kreme with, I thought it was a tractor tire. No, it was a donut.
I was flipping it in the parking lot working out. And if I get it a mile down the road, I get a bite.
That would be great. Those inner tubes that look like a donuts with sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
Fat Boy's out in the parking lot flipping it like he's doing CrossFit.
Dude, I went to Walmart and Easley with Fat Boy on Saturday.
Yeah.
He got a flat tire. We come out of the store. He's sitting there with a flat tire. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. I got a donut. So Mitch opens up the trunk, starts eating a box of donuts. Didn't do nothing about the flat tire.
He'd have something to refresh yourselves with until the tire guy got there.
He put out a box of Krispy Kreme. I'm like, great, how are we going to get home? He's like, I don't care.
The best part was some bitch opens the trunk.
Some bitch?
Some bitch.
What do you know was in there? Paraplegic.
Oh my God.
He says,
God.
I got
Tony Bennett.
I have an idea. And I said, all right, what's the idea? He says, it's a dirty idea, a Dirty Thursday idea. It's a dirty idea. He said, I got a Dirty Thursday idea I want to pitch to Jeff. And I was like, perfect. Do it on the show. He says, okay, we'll do that. Now, the only sliver of it that I know is that.
The inspiration?
I know the inspiration for said idea. And if you know Jimmy like I know Jimmy, they ain't but two things that he thinks about a whole lot besides his wife and his dogs. One is professional wrestling.
Yep.
Think about that a lot.
The other thing? Drag queen shows.
Think about that a lot.
So it's Jeff versus Fat Boy in drag wrestling.
All right.
We're going to combine the two.
Yeah.
And you both got to be high, and your tag team partners are his dogs.
That's not true. It's
the whole idea.
I get Inga.
That's not the idea.
That wouldn't even be fair,
I get
Jeff.
The old one. I get the old little one.
Yeah, Fat Boy gets one that's like 13 and a half and 30 pounds, and then Jeff gets like 85 pounds and 5 years old.
In all fairness, Fat Boy is bigger than
it
me.
It could be the Americans versus the Russians.
Us will win.
Here's the real idea. I don't know it. All I know is he told me that I said save it for the air, and he told me that he got the idea watching RuPaul.
Yes.
Okay? That's all I know.
You might just say that just to hang up just because you don't want to talk. Save it for the air.
Don't let everybody know what my bit is.
This goes all the way back to RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2. We're on Season 10 now, so this is something that was on TV over 8 years ago.
It is the longest-running episodic homosexual program on television.
Till we get ours.
Yeah. Till we get ours.
It's a game they did.
It's not fair for me to say homosexual television show, drag queen TV show. Let me say
that. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I'm,
yeah. You go back and forth.
It's called Chicken or What?
Chicken or What? Chicken
I was waiting on what? You to make another one. I'll give you a chance.
I've made my quota today. Chicken or What?
It's called Chicken or What, yeah.
All right. Hand to God, never have I seen the show, and I don't know the bit.
It's fairly self-explanatory in that you got to have some blindfolded people. And I don't think they have to be men in dresses for it to be funny. Okay. Though anything is funnier if men are wearing dresses. But you basically have some blindfolded people. And you have, it's not unsimilar to things we've done before on the show where they're eating things. But in this instance, is it chicken or what?
You feel the animal and guess what it is, or you're tasting it?
You're eating it.
See, to me, the or what is the, what does this have to do with RuPaul? Like, what was it?
It was on RuPaul's show.
Okay, so yeah. It was just a little kind of side little game that they played before they go and do the runway competition.
Yeah, it was the mini challenge as opposed to the maxi challenge.
Oh. I'm surprised they went with chicken or what.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you don't eat roosters, Matt.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they did. Like, they had the, you know, chicken and some other meats and, like, yeah, bull testicles. Just, you know, typical fare.
There we go. Okay. So I knew that there had to be some kind of twist to it.
I'll get them out for you.
So you, the person would be blindfolded. They would take a bite of whatever it is, and then they don't have to guess what the or what is. They just have to say or what.
You can try to guess what it is, but, yeah, the main thing is trying to figure out if it's chicken or something else, in which case it'd be what.
I would do horrible at that because to me, like, I got fooled with goat one time because I really thought it was chicken.
Well,
I've eaten
horse.
I've never eaten horse. No, dude, I did. Yeah. We all ate horse at one time. Mm-hmm. I've eaten horse. Nine, you've eaten deer dong.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, everybody, we always talk about me eating that, but there's been some testicles and some penises eaten on this show besides that. And I'm just the only one still gets credit for it. I want everybody else to get proper credit too.
I ate a testicle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure at least three or four of us in the room have at some point in 15 years.
I did it before I took the chop from James Drake. It was my makeup
band. Lance Armstrong will never forgive you.
Yep. It was a big one, too.
It was. Oh, that was gross.
So, what's that? Familiar. What you're saying, because Jeff is celebrating his engagement, that he should get the week off?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a weird engagement present to be like, hey, Jeff, now we're going to blindfold you and put stuff in your mouth.
That's his bachelor party.
I know. That's why I can't be an engagement present. I mean,
there hasn't been a Dirty Thursday in a while, though. I think Jeff. That's Jeff's thing.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I just don't know if we should. You know, he just got engaged. He just got
engaged.
Don't
let that stop you,
Jimmy. Fat Boy's trying to be on a diet.
Yeah.
I must think it'd be funny if it was you and me somehow, Matt, because we can't ever go head to head in anything.
I think that is a horrible idea.
Logistically.
And the reason I say that is who's going to... and the minute it comes out of my mouth, I always know I can count on Jeff.
Yep.
Who?
Jeff.
Who will facilitate the meet, though? Because if it's one of us, then, you know, you got to figure out who's going to... If it's Fat Boy, the meet wouldn't get here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jeff could facilitate the meet as his engagement gift. It doesn't cost us any money. But...
He said facilitate, not fillet.
Oh.
But the thing is, hosts. If Matt and I are blindfolded and competing, then the question is who hosts?
Who hosts?
You shouldn't have put him over for that who thing.
I know.
Yeah, you should.
No, you shouldn't have.
You want to guess host?
No.
No, we got five people in the room.
There's only two hosts. I'm a producer.
Well.
And then somebody's got a video. So somebody's got a, you know, we'll have the video element going.
But there is that side, the fat boy, where, like, when you're out, Matt, and I'm sure it's the same way when I'm out, you know, fat boy, he can host his ass off.
But it's not fat boy, though. Like, when fat boy, when you're out with your back surgery, fat boy becomes Jeremy.
Yeah, he does.
When he talks more.
Yeah.
The crude one-liners are gone, and he just becomes like a real play-by-play guy.
Well, fat boy, do you think Jeremy would like to host that bit on Thursday?
Sure, we can work something out. Figure it out.
Do you think that maybe we could talk to Jeremy? Could we ask Jeremy? Could we ask Jeremy a couple questions?
What, right now or another time?
It's like channeling his spirit. I don't know. I don't know if he's here or not.
Time wise, maybe another time.
How do you draw him out? Some donuts. Like,
you don't have the right parts.
Jeremy, if Nine and I participate in this, would you be able to do some proper play-by-play commentary?
Now, serious question. Do you want me to do that or video? Because if we video, I could chop it up.
Yeah, that's true. Paige got hated on for a video the other day. I've never done it. I don't worry about it.
Paige, it turns out some people wanted to see Matt on the video, too.
No, I didn't. No, now listen.
That's what they said.
I'm not the web guy. I can do it quicker than 2 months.
I hear Matt, but where is he? I can't see him.
You just stayed on the dude for
what? I didn't start it. I took over for Jeff.
That's right. Yeah. You didn't start it. You finished the game.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's where 5 minutes it goes. I mean, it was. Look, I'm not knocking you. It's just what people said. It's fine.
Well, I can't make anybody happy. I know that.
Oh, woe is you.
No, I'm just saying, I'll bring in a tripod so I don't have to hold that thing. It got heavy, actually.
Got one.
It's got to be a special iPad tripod.
I was waiting. I look. So who's going to jump on it first?
Okay, so I'm all for doing it. I'm all for doing it.
No,
if you want to, but again, the facilitation of the meet.
What if Paige facilitates the meet and Jeff videos?
Okay. Paige? Can you get...
Okay.
Facilitate means you would bring it.
Okay, and what kind of meat would you prefer?
Unknown. Chicken or?
Chicken and other stuff. I mean, it could be like, I don't know.
Stuff that would confuse us.
That's poultry.
No, meat is meat.
You don't think poultry's meat?
Poultry's meat. Hell, fish is meat if you ask me about meat.
Well, not really.
But a tomato is not a fruit. You can't tell me otherwise. Stop with that crap.
Tomato?
So, okay. So, well, yeah. Paige, you don't mind doing that?
No.
All right, you facilitate that. Jeremy will do play-by-play and Jeff will video.
Facilitate the chicken and the what?
Yeah.
Whatever you decide on.
No. We can't decide. You got to decide.
We can't. See, this is why we can't play.
Yeah.
We have the right. We can't.
She would ask us what meats we want. We can't pick the meats.
Somebody bring us some weird meat so me and Matt can get blindfolded and eat it, please.
Asking that around
text
here is
lines
nuts.
No, I'm talking about like farmers and stuff who routinely castrate stuff.
I'm kind of thinking you want me to go kill something because that ain't going to happen.
Places sell meat. They got all these stores that weird stuff in them. Jerky store up the road. That dude's a
P1. Yeah. I mean, you can get meat anywhere.
Yeah.
There's butchers everywhere.
Right.
Weird meat store.
So, yeah.
Weird meat.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
It is Dirty Thursday, and it is Chicken or What Day.
Yeah, it is, man. It's upon us.
We're on Facebook Live as well, so you can watch it all go down.
Yeah, this is Facebook.com/Rise Guys to watch live right now.
And then we'll share it after the fact.
Yes, sir.
If you're not on Facebook. For people like me and Will Ferrell, who say, screw you, Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't want my identity stolen.
No.
Trust me, you don't want to steal it anyway.
I've been trying
to find a new one.
This is the most convenient way for people to watch us live, I guess.
Right. Okay.
I'm the tally keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually the tally whacker, but today the keeper.
Yeah.
So, chicken or what, we will be, Nine and I, both head-to-head, will be blindfolded. Paige is going to administer these various meats. We know that. Well, do we know that there's definitely chicken? I mean, they could all be what?
I assume there's chicken.
I feel like I smell chicken in here.
Can I be honest? I smelled something that wasn't too pleasant.
Something
in here?
Smells kind of gamey in
that too.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. God. I don't. Maybe it's me. I don't smell anything. I smell like something that's kind of, you know, spicy maybe.
I smell some meats and stuff, but then one of them smells kind of gamey. Like, you know, you've been to a Wild Game Supper and you got a hold of something you didn't especially like too much.
Oh yeah.
One of them's kind of got that smell to it, I think.
Paige, you do know what the items are, yes?
Yes.
They're all consumable?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to die from this.
I feel like Tiger down at Henry's likes me. I think he likes me. I hope he likes me.
I think he likes us.
I mean, he could. What are you doing? You only got one patch on.
Well, I'm getting my blindfold ready so I can just pull it down over my eyes and not be able to see.
I'm just going to do my, well, I don't know that that's going to work.
My headphones.
Yeah, hold on.
You can put them up in there, Unabomber.
Oh, that's what I'm
going to
do.
Oh, that's nice.
You know you can see out the bottom of that thing.
I feel like I'm one of the characters on...
Fat Albert.
Like, if Assassin's Creed could assassinate people with that kind of hood on, you can sure as hell see.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Right, he can see.
I want to go joust.
You can see everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can't see like that.
I look like AJ Styles when he used to come out, and he'd kind of open the hood a little bit and look up at you. Yeah. And then he would reveal it. And then Jeff stole it from him. Yes.
Yeah, right.
To be fair, a lot of people stole that from him.
A lot of people. From Jeff. From Jeff. Jeff, yeah. Jeff was the first guy that wore a vest with a hood. Right, Jeff?
I am,
It
actually.
Is him.
Yeah.
Jeff started that
He's
trick.
The first guy to be like, man, my arms ain't cold, but my head is, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Hot stuff works.
All right.
New gimmick.
I honest to God, cannot see. I promise.
Oh, you can tuck it back under your headphones a little bit and pull a little tighter over your eyes if you like that, so you can put it under the headphones and get blindfolded good.
You know what? She's going to have to put it in your mouth, too, because you can't see to get it.
I'm pulling mine down. Well, if she could get the fork in my hand, if it's on a fork, I could put the fork in my mouth.
Okay. You want me to hand you your fork?
Sure.
All right. I will accept a fork as well.
You want me to throw it at you?
Is it really a fork, though, you promise, Paige?
Sounds like plasticware. I got one.
Okay,
what
it
else
is.
Would I put in your hand?
Well, spork, perhaps.
Now, you're just going to have to eat a small piece, right? I mean, obviously, you can't be expected to eat the whole thing, even if you like it.
No, this is my breakfast. Yeah. I brought in a granola bar, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm committed to this.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we're on Facebook.com/RiseGuys on Facebook Live. And we're doing chicken or what?
I'm stabbing the counter trying to get me some of this meat.
I'm going to put out my hand, Paige. You can just put it in my hand. Or
I already know what the hell it is.
Yes.
Oh, got my fork
I'm
to
I'm going
to
feed you.
So okay.
This should be interesting.
You got a big bite coming your way, just so you know. All right.
Whatever it is, smells good.
All right.
I farted.
God,
that's what that is.
It smells nice.
Mm.
All right. And you got leftovers in your beard, Matt.
Well. What's new?
Oh, yeah.
That was from dinner last night, actually.
Big mouth. Mm. Now, he didn't get quite as big of a bite. Mm-hmm. Still enough to taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. We are guessing per, is that what we're doing? And then at the end, you'll reveal what was what?
Yeah. We can go ahead and guess on this one if you want.
Okay. That definitely was what?
Yeah, that's what.
That
all
was
day long,
what?
Right? That ain't no chicken.
It was what?
Okay. It was what?
Let me write that down. Got you both locked in for what?
I figured Stone Cold would have rang in when we played
what?
This. I kind of figured that would be in the wheelhouse of
what?
Sound effects for the day.
What?
Chicken or?
You know, further review of the remnants of the texture, it's more like chicken now than it was when it first went in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So when do we reveal right now?
At the end. At the end.
Man, the aftertaste of that is like chicken to me. Like smoked chicken.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to stick with what?
So you're not going to do it per?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Here comes taste number two.
Taste number two.
Uh-huh. Oh, you got something, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. Fat boy, describe what's happening because we can't see.
I can tell you it looks a little thicker than
here
the last cut.
Uh-huh. Open up.
Ah!
All right.
I can't say anything to give it away, but that's well, you guys can see it too.
I can't see anything. I promise. I can smell that for sure, and I obviously just tasted it.
Tastes like sausage to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's a what for sure.
Tastes like smoked sausage.
Definitely not chicken. Some kind of sausage style. I felt like it had a casing on it, maybe.
Smells good, actually.
Oh, wait. They were supposed to tell us what we ate after each one, right?
That's what I said,
yeah that's what Fat Boy was indirectly trying to say. Remember, we're blindfolded, man. Step up.
Well, I could be in a different room right now and not even know it.
I know. We don't know what's going on.
All right, so what do you want to guess on this one? Then we'll go back and do these two.
I said what on the second one.
I said what on both of them.
Yeah, that's true. We said what on both of them.
So we're going to go, oh, man. Okay.
Go 1-2.
All right, the first one, that was, it was what, and I feel like, see, I don't know what the options would be, so I would say that was some kind of, llama?
You said what, and I would, you said what, too?
Yeah, I say what. Man, I'll say some kind of red meat, some kind of beef.
Well, I could tell you, you're both wrong. It was chicken.
Dang it. Wow.
Are you
Dang
serious?
First yep. one was chicken.
Plain
chicken.
See, that's such a mind blank, man. Because you're telling yourself they're not going to start with chicken. Absolutely not going to start with chicken. And
yeah.
They did.
And the consistency of the meat didn't seem like chicken at first, but like I said, on the back end, it kind of had that smoked chicken taste.
Mm.
Dang it.
Okay, now the second one, we both said some kind of sausage type.
Pork product, mm-hmm. maybe?
Definitely not chicken. No way that was chicken.
And you both said what?
What?
Jeff, what was number two?
It was chicken meatballs.
Dang it! That's tricky.
To rock around.
Oh, my.
Right on time.
Now this is what it's going to be.
This hard.
Oh, wow.
This hard,
y'all.
Okay.
Now we're off to number three.
Chicken meatballs?
Yep.
Damn. Yeah.
I had some good ones, man. I got some at the house and make spaghetti with them.
Tiger, give me that. I need to do that on a Matt Meals. That was wonderful.
Yeah. You can do it. Man, they got some like spicy Italian chicken meatballs, all kind of chicken meatballs.
Here comes number three. Number three is on the way.
Jeff, what are you laughing at?
Don't give it away, Jeff. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking about
you got pants on.
I'm thinking about the chicken meatballs.
All right, here you go, Matt.
Here comes your bite.
Oh, I like your crusty shirt.
Thank
you. Number three is a big bite.
Big bite here.
Are we ready?
Coming towards you.
Oh, Paige just did the airplane, you know, like you did to a toddler.
All right.
Get that palate working. Get you a good lick. See what you think.
Hey, man. Definitely. If this is chicken, mm-hmm. I'm going to say a cuss word on the radio.
Now, I thought the last one was smoked sausage, but this definitely tastes like smoked sausage.
I'm definitely
my bottle of water. I need to clean my palate.
Definitely like a sausage type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you.
So you're gonna say what?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say what for sure. But okay. What I don't know.
Okay.
No idea.
Nine, you I assume you want to go with what as well?
I'm just gonna keep guessing smoked sausage till something turns out to be that.
Okay. Got you locked in. I'm gonna get Paige or Jeff to tell you what it is because I can't read the handwriting.
Who wrote it?
Paige wrote this one.
Well, if I am correct, turn that around. It is iguana sausage.
Damn.
What?
Lizard's good, y'all.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure.
Think of that as iguana.
Paige, give me another fork of that.
Yeah,
now that I
that
know,
was good.
Please.
Right.
Now that I know that it's iguana, I want to taste it for what it is.
This is good.
I thought it said it's a queen of slider, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Iguana's pretty good.
God, that's a huge ass iguana, too.
It's right there at your mouth, Jim.
Man, I want to save. I might like something else better. I'll wait for the next item.
God
Thank
bless.
You, though.
You're welcome.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I was cleaning my palate out.
You need some water? Palate. You can have mine if
no,
I find it again.
I got it. I kept it near my hand.
Oh, okay.
I tried to drink my microphone a second ago. Okay. All right.
Paige is,
what is this, ready? Number three?
Four.
Number four.
Number four. We just ate iguana sausage, chicken meatballs, and smoked chicken.
Yep. Yes.
That is correct.
All right. Here it comes. Numero El Cuatro. Right.
Paige, do it, do it like a choo-choo train.
Like That's a choo-choo train? Yeah.
Like the airplane.
It's like
one of the hangar. Like you're feeding babies.
And
oh, you.
Oh, there we go.
It almost went bad.
Ah.
The train almost derailed on the floor.
I don't like this, man.
I want some.
Hey, get a bite.
All right. There we go.
Okay, what do you think, Matt? You got a big tasteful. What do you say?
Hmm.
The consistency is awful. I mean, it just is.
We're chewy.
Yeah, chewy.
I don't want to say anything.
I bet it's awful.
You don't like it, Matt?
No. God darn it, if I take my hood off and I'm sitting there not eating any of this, and I'm the only one doing it, and this is like some
sorry,
kind of
I was
stuff.
Just chugging water, man, because I didn't like that one either.
This guy mouthful. I'm going to put you both down for what?
What?
Okay.
Ugh. What?
It rhymes with what?
It was like heavy meat.
All right.
Jeffrey.
Kind of fatty.
Yeah, really. God. What did they just eat?
Ribbit, ribbit, you had frog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan of frog.
No.
I'd much rather eat that frog. Iguana.
That was that was huge. That was a big piece of meat. That must have been a bullfrog.
I don't like frogs. They're gross, man. Frogs are gross.
I want to know.
We're going to get warts on our tongues now.
No, frogs gross me out, dude. They're disgusting. Yeah. Like, they are gross.
I don't know if that's what we smelled.
I have a frog in my belly right now. That's gross.
Did we just eat Reedy Ribbit? Did no one know?
Could be.
Almost made a bad joke.
Be careful.
All right, Paige is getting the next meat ready.
Oh, man.
Come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You're right, fat boy. Good call.
It's coming your way.
It is chicken or what?
Okay. You don't have to.
All right, we got it down.
I have it, so you don't have to. You don't have to.
What are you
show
doing,
me.
Jimbo?
I'm still not 100% convinced that this is on the up and up.
Oh, now what? She was, look, she was going to 9 first.
Looks like it.
No, but she's getting met. Her favorite.
Yeah, she's going to Matthew.
Choo choo's coming to your mouth. Chugga chugga.
Amtrak almost hit you in the nose.
And now here comes Jimmy's piece.
There you go, little man.
I'll just put it in for God's sake.
There you go.
What do you think, Matt?
This I like. This is another, I don't know what the hell it is. I sat here and thought, oh, yeah, this is another sausage. Ain't none of them been sausage.
Dude, if I had to guess, I'd say this is iguana sausage again. It tastes just like it.
All right.
So we're putting you both down for what? Because you don't think it's chicken.
I'm going to say that this is turtle. And I'm not talking about Lane Huey from Honey Baked Ham. I'm talking about real turtle. Something that would be in a shell.
Okay, 9, you want to pinpoint a meat?
Because of the similarity of the meat to iguana, I'm going to say that's snake.
Jeff, what was it?
It was rattlesnake.
Hey!
Good job.
Where's my bell?
Ding, 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 ding.
Found it.
Hey, look,
he's giving me a blanky twister over here trying to ring a bell.
We're fast and furious on the next meet.
All right.
Oh, Paige is ready again?
Oh, yeah, she's ready.
How many of these damn things are we? This is like Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Paige turns to me and holds up the sign for about 5 seconds, and I got to leave.
That rattlesnake was seasoned up good, Matt.
You said you couldn't read it.
Yeah, it was.
It was good.
I don't need to see it.
Now, this is something that you can't go get at Henry's. This is something they, through their various meat sources, got for us.
Yeah, I've never seen iguana or frog or rattlesnake on the menu there.
Okay.
These are healthy servings of each.
All right, here's the next one.
Yummy.
Oh, boy. Oh,
thank you, Mommy.
Oh, yeah, that one's trapped somewhere in that beard.
And
God, I don't like this one either, man.
Off the fork. Here we go on the next one.
I think the texture of the food is almost as important as the taste.
Oh, Nine's going to spit it out. That's rude.
There.
Oh, look how red he gets when he's about what you can't see. All right, Nine spit his out. Matt doesn't like his.
I'm still eating
the can, man.
I told you this is my damn breakfast. I have to.
Such a trooper.
My shrinking will fall.
I didn't like it being crunchy when I bit into it, man. That, like, being blindfolded and expecting meat and then biting into a crunch, yeah, that about made me ill.
That's why you should never use a Wizinator.
You want to take a guess? Because I assume it's going to be what?
Yeah, it's definitely what. I don't have the fog. There was some kind of breading on it, right? Was it a breading?
Maybe. Was that organ meat? Because it reminded me in some way of liver mush, but it was nasty.
Jeff, if you will.
It was an alligator.
Alligator?
Oh, okay.
I think it was fried.
I don't like gator.
Really?
I ate it one time at a Wild Game supper. I didn't like it then either.
Yeah.
Alligator.
Wait a minute. Was that the alligator from the gender reveal from earlier?
That might have been a piece of shale.
Yeah, I thought that. I didn't. The breading threw me off. If that was it? Can you confirm it was breading, Paige?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what threw me off.
That's what it was. I might have liked it if I'd known. The crunch just messed me up.
The casings on the sausage. Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure how many meats we have left.
We're at the pièce de résistance.
Oh, there's one left.
Go on with this.
This is when it's going to be. We're going to be. What are we going to be eating here? Are there any animals left we haven't eaten? I mean, God.
Man, we ate deadly venomous snake a minute ago.
I'm going to go ahead and guess chupacabra.
That'd be hard to catch.
So far, we have eaten two animals that could kill us.
I'm going to say jackalope.
Jackalope.
I haven't eaten it yet, Jeff.
Hold on. Give me some.
It's coming your way. All right.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Big bite there.
It's going to be a fetish for, you know, people on page to feed them.
Oh, is that her? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Give me a clean fork.
You have a clean fork.
Okay.
This is odd to watch.
The fork.
Oh.
And here you go, Jimmy Jack.
Here you go. There you go.
Oh.
I feel like this is how the guy in Ohio fed the chicks he had in captivity for 20 years. That's what I'm looking at.
What do you think of that?
Get your mouth full. Get your good chew on.
Now, guys, what do you think about that?
It's almost virtually tasteless
in a weird
way. It tastes
like unseasoned cube steak.
I can tell you it smelled like you chewed a fart. So it may be tasteless.
Oh, God. Wow. I tried to swallow it.
Somebody throw up?
I tried to swallow it, man. It came back out. I was trying to swallow it. I didn't expect that.
Which end?
My mouth.
Okay, thank God.
No, I was trying to swallow it, and it came back up on me.
So do you think that's a piece of chicken possibly, Nine?
No, I don't believe it to be chicken, certainly.
It's definitely not chicken.
I can swallow chicken. My body rejected whatever that was.
Here's a fun game. This animal that we just ate, four legs?
Yes.
Can it fly?
Possibly five.
Possibly five? Can it fly?
Can I take my blindfold off and wipe my face with it, please?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank sure. You. After we tell you what it is, you're probably going to say, oh, yeah, I've had a bunch of those before.
Oh, Lord, there's some sitting on the counter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you ready? You ready, Jeff? Tell them what it is.
I was born ready. Well, we don't have a cow. We have a bull. Bull testicles. That's what y'all just ate.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding.
A mouthful. Yep. That poor bull.
Can I see what it looked like? Can I take my thing off now?
That was the last one.
Can we see the bull testicle?
I want to see what. I'm sorry, Daddy. My daddy is in heaven right now, shaking his head, going, oh, man.
That's just one.
I just had to throw out my water bottle because it had little pieces of testicle on it.
There's a bull in Pickens somewhere running around with just one.
The smell of it. It smells like balls. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, God,
I mean, that's,
there should, that shouldn't be. That's so weird.
I don't want to smell it.
Oh, don't you do it, Jimmy.
Hey, I'll get some of that on Facebook Live.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Give it to Gay Timmy. He'll put some behind his ears. It's like pheromones downtown.
That's great. Yeah. Instead of rose petals leading to the bed, that's what it is.
Look how red Nine gets. He puked almost.
See, here's
the
alligator.
Okay, yeah, so that is kind of breaded.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, alligator smells good, though. When she opens the lid, it smells good.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the Rocky Mountain oysters, the bull testicles, is that something like, is that a del? I mean, I know
people
it's a like thing.
It.
People
is
it
a,
eat it.
Yeah. It's a delicacy, or
people
is it
eat
like
the blank out of it?
Why in the world?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Wow. I can't imagine the parody songs we'll have tomorrow now. All because of that last one, especially.
What? We ate the biggest balls of them all?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
Oh!
I've been to...
I love it.
So, what is this?
This is the chicken, the one that you really like.
Oh, yeah. There we
go. Yeah.
I'll keep that. I'll take that.
You got that first.
I've been to wild game suppers and dinners at restaurants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Henry should open up that because that was better than the crap I've had.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was, you know, look, I'm not going to say that I didn't care for the bull testicles.
That thing, no, I didn't either.
It didn't have really a taste to it. It's more like that's the joke. You
that
know.
Iguana and rattlesnake was damn good.
Yeah,
damn
it was.
Good.
You want some more?
Well, yeah.
We'll get some more.
Yeah, you ain't got to feed it to us. So.
You can have the rest of the balls, man.
Oh, I'll take
those home with you if you want.
Those are better in their natural form.
Wait, I want to take a bite to my dogs. To
okay.
Eat. Yeah.
Let him take a bite. Jeff, how much for the rest? To eat the
now,
rest.
What is that right there?
Bull nuts.
Oh, no.
Bull testicles.
No amount of money?
You ain't got enough in the wallet.
No.
Fat
it
boy
just don't look
anyway.
Good.
Fat boy had a biscuit this morning.
Yeah, I had two.
That's oh, nice God.
Round. Is yeah. it like eating liver?
It smelled like a bunch of biscuits in the office.
Mm. Yeah. Golly.
Kind of like awful. Organ meat?
Yeah, it was similar to organ meat. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Well, I've never been there, but I'm sure it's great.
Portland's
all right,
so, nice this time of year.
Yeah, Oregon. That's that was chicken or what? And the whats were rattlesnake, alligator, bull testicles, and
iguana sausage.
Iguana sausage.
Frog.
Rattlesnake.
You said frog. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
All kind of. We ate seven animals.
Yeah.
Well, we ate six animals. Two of them were chicken.
That's right.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. Carolina's number one morning show. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.